This is the Music Mentor Podcast.
What is going on, my friends? This is Damien, your host of the Music Mentor Podcast, and welcome to episode number 238. I have to admit right off the bat that this episode is going to be very self-involved, and it's basically all about shameless self-promotion and what I've been doing on Twitch that has changed my life, and I'm trying to get as many people to watch as possible, to share positivity and do the Music Mentor Podcast as a live show, and many other things. But before I get started and talk a lot about myself, I would like to talk about other people, the wonderful endorsers that I have, the wonderful sponsors and people whose products I love to play, and I love them as people as well. Zildjian Cymbals, Vader Drumsticks, LP Percussion, Remo Drumheads, Gibraltar Hardware, Simpad Accessories, Yuka Tape, U-Basses by Kala Brand, Nirvana Handpans, specifically their Acolyte model, and last but not least, Ultimate Ears in-ear monitors. And if you would like to receive a 20% discount across the board, whatever it is you want to purchase from Ultimate Ears, whether it's a pair of UA18s or you want to get some, you know, a Mega Boom Bluetooth speaker, whatever it is, if you want a discount, I have one for you. Whenever you're ready to pull the plug and you know what you buy, or if you have any questions, reach out to Joe Lester, my dear friend who works for Ultimate Ears, at ultimateaudiojoe@gmail.com, and you give him the code DA20, and not only will he answer all the questions, he'll tell you how to purchase, what you need to do, or what you need to buy, and you'll get a 20% discount across the board. Okay, so a few posts ago, I spoke about Twitch and how I was transitioning slowly to that new platform, or new for me, and I didn't really know what to expect. And I had some plans as to what I was going to do and how I wanted to do it, but it's so interesting how the platform itself has changed a lot of my plans and how it has taught me a lot about myself. It has taught me about building a community and this symbiotic relationship that has been nothing but incredibly rewarding. So before I even talk about what I do and when I do it and why I would like for you to check it out, I must say that if you are a musician out there, if you're a creator, it's just absolutely, I mean, I cannot recommend it enough. It's crucial. It's vital. It's amazing. It's a wonderful, wonderful community and a wonderful platform that I cannot encourage you enough to be a part of. It's incredible. You will be in touch with your fans. You're going to obviously be performing. And it's amazing because one of the things that I started was a DJ night. And you know, normally I would be home listening to music or be practicing, you know, a mix here and there with, you know, a very rudimentary Numark little DJ to go thing that I have. And it's such a different thing when you have one viewer or two viewers or any amount of people. It just changed the game for me. And it was just so incredible. So if you're looking to be for ways to be creative, if you miss performing and all those things that make us be sort of thrive in music and that interaction, all that stuff, if you miss it, if you miss putting out content and interacting immediately with people and getting feedback right away, it's outstanding. I encourage you to check it out. And there's lots of ins and outs as far as getting it set up and Streamlabs and all these other things and the back end of it. And I will gladly help you with that at some point. But this week, what I wanted to talk about is basically what I'm doing and how I'm doing these things. On Mondays, not today, because today's Tuesday, and I missed Monday because of, as a matter of fact, I'll tell you why I missed it. Late last night, I was working on a handpan mindfulness / meditation record that I'm working on and that I'm doing, and it was late at night, and I was listening back to the stuff that I had recorded, and I was comping some stuff and preparing some tracks for my producer, and I just basically fell asleep. I was exhausted, and the music just put me in this zen mood. So I totally passed out and I didn't do the podcast. So it's my own fault. There's no other excuse, no technology problems, nothing. I was in zen mode and it took me places. So I'm going to go what I do during the week. On Mondays, I do a 1 hour to 2 hour live music mentor show. It's basically a radio show. And in that show, I play some music, usually with a theme, and I also answer questions and I talk about a specific topic. I've talked about visualization in the past. I've talked about the difference between, or how to put in perspective, seeing things such as sacrifice and seeing it more as investments and a bunch of other things. So that's a great space for you to communicate with me directly, ask questions, interact, and it's just been outstanding and I love it. That happens on Mondays at 5 o'clock Pacific. Tuesdays, I've been doing an awesome conga/salsa party. You heard it right. I know it sounds corny, but I love it and it's exactly what it is. It's a conga party. I play along to my favorite salsa records and I also take a bunch of requests. So people tell me about their favorite songs and they type in this this command and they get a set list and they see what I can play. They choose songs from there or they just add random songs that they want me to play. It's awesome. And I spent a couple of hours playing and I haven't been performing congas anytime recently because of COVID. And now I feel like I have an audience and I have my family connecting from Venezuela at the same time, my sister who's here in the US, another family that never get to see me, friends from all over the world. It's just amazing and it's so much fun. It allows me to connect with that Latino in me playing salsa music and showing other people all kinds of music. That's also incredibly rewarding. On Wednesdays at 2 o'clock, also, the conga party is also at 2 o'clock Pacific. Wednesdays at 2 o'clock, I do a 2 hour or 1 hour mindfulness/meditation, handpan improvisation. The whole time I just play. And if you're hearing this before Wednesday at 2 o'clock, I will be doing a live recording of what's going to be my next album. Not the one that I'm about to release, but the next one. So if you're there and if you're here and if you're listening and you're there before 2 o'clock or at 2 o'clock on Wednesday, at my Twitch channel, you'll be part of it forever. Historic. It's awesome. Thursdays is when I attend to my beautiful Spanish-speaking community. All my friends that speak Spanish, that want to practice Spanish, this is the day for you. We talk, we hang out. It's basically a radio show. That's a free-for-all. I talk about a lot of different topics, very much music-related. And then on Saturdays at 6 o'clock Pacific is when I do a radio show. And I've a DJ set, excuse me. And I've done London/British bands based one. I've done a Richie Kotzen set, a Jonas Brothers set. I've done a power metal set last week, and I feature music of Helloween, Blind Guardian, a bunch of stuff. The night before, the week before, I did Neo Soul, where I played Michelle and DiGiocello and Erykah Badu and Jill Scott and Maxwell. So I try to be as eclectic as possible because it's who I am. I love all kinds of music. So this week is all about Paramore. I'm doing basically dedicated to Hayley Williams, what she did with Paramore, what she's done with some of her solo stuff, and features with other people. So that's it, what it's all about. And again, aside from telling you all about my things and what I'm doing with Twitch, it's just been such an incredibly rewarding platform. You can eventually monetize it. You can just have a window into so many different people in the Twitch community. It's so amazing. I was so apprehensive at first because since I didn't know anything about gaming, I thought something different. Complete misconceptions. And it has been so unbelievable. Without me getting serious into Twitching, I wouldn't be doing other videos that I'm doing for somewhat of a secret project. And I wouldn't be able to do the handpan meditation type of album because simply I just wouldn't have a platform for it because I wouldn't have been doing so much handpan playing recently. So anyway, it has been so rewarding and everything seems to be falling into place. And during these times, it has allowed me to remain creative and most of all, try to be mindful of the quality of the product that I'm putting out, even if it's live, even if it's just a logo, if it's whatever it is, I'm super stoked. And I really, really encourage you, if you're listening, if you're doubting, if you've heard about it and you don't know if you should do it, if you're a singer, if you're a performer, if you're a drummer, please join. It's amazing. I'm on the brink, like you heard last week about the hybrid drum set / electronic drum set. I'm so close to getting it all set up so I can now be performing drums and be able to take requests and play all the songs that I haven't played in months because of COVID. And I would love to play along to all the stuff that I love, bands that I'm currently working with, and so on. So I'm just excited, and it's just phenomenal. So quickly, to recap, and also, by the way, you can subscribe to my channel and support what I do monetarily. And you can also donate through PayPal. So it's been also fantastic in that sense. You know, it's like, it's less than a Netflix subscription. I'm not saying I can compete with Netflix, but I bring something completely different to the table, more interactive. And it's just a lot of fun. So if you want to support, you can do that. You can also donate, like I said. And the schedule is as follows. Again, Mondays at 5 o'clock, live music mentor show. On Tuesdays at 2 o'clock is a little conga party. Wednesdays at 2 o'clock is also a mindfulness type of day when I improvise handpan. On Thursdays, I do el jangueo, just in Spanish, free-for-all. And on Saturdays, a DJ set. So if you have any questions about that, if you are curious but you don't know where to go, hit me up. I'll let you know what to do, where to go, how to sign up, whatever question you might have. But honestly, trust me, it's outstanding. You're going to be creative. You're going to build a community. You're going to work on yourself, your presentation, the lighting of your room, the camera you're using, all these things that are so important nowadays that if you have found it, you've resisted it at some point in your career, which is normal. And I completely understand because I've done it. Now is the time to try. Why not? And it's incredible. So go for it. And as always, thank you so much for listening. This was the Music Mentor Podcast.